chaytzvasam v'yel nikvas bor nekrosam. So Rashi learns chaytzvasam, Rashi says, nasama zichrois. Mas Hashem had a first making them zichrois. When they were born atumtim, covered up. And nekrosam Rashi nasala nekevus. Chorba had made them sorrow nekevus. Look at Avram and Sarah, that's where you're born from. So Mashu, when they were first born, though they were born Mamish Atumtim. Omarav Nachman Omarav Baravua. Sarah Imanu Island Nisoysa. Sarah Imanu, not only was she an Akorish, she couldn't have children, she was an islandess. Mamish, she was born without Simonim at all. Shenam and Apostle says, Vatihi Sarai. Akoro ain't love lad. She was an akoro. She couldn't have a child. What does that mean? That afilo base vlad ain't law. She didn't have a womb. Sarah Mena was born without a womb. That's where she was born. And still, when they daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why Hashem did it, so the Gemara said before, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants them to daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and with the tefillah tzaddikim change over, could change things. Omer Rav Yehuda, Brei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis. Mishmei the Rav, Loishan Uvela B'Doros HaRishonim. This was only in the first, in the Doros HaRishonim, Shonim, the beginning of the world, when they used to live a long life. Then you're supposed to wait 10 years with your wife. Sheshnosei Merubeth used to live very long, so therefore you could afford to wait 10 years. Aval B'Doros HaRishonim, but now generations now. Sheshnosei Merubeth, that we don't live so long anymore. Shtei Shonim Amachsa, all you could do is live with your wife 2.5 years. Kineged Sholosh Yiburim. The time is like 3 times 9. The time will take to give 3 times 9 months. That's all. Rabbi Omar Rav Nachman Sholosh Shonim. Wait 3 years nowadays. Kineged Sholosh Pekidus. Like let 3 Rosh Hashanahs go by. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Poiket HaKoros L'Shmeret Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah. For Gezer Alei Miroyin. So give yourself 3 times, let 3 Rosh Hashanahs go by, then maybe Hashem will help you. Tiyam Amar. We learned that Rosh Hashanah, Nifkudu, Sarah, Rachel, V'chana. On Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu made Sarah able to have children, and Rachel and Chana. So, Miller, you have to wait 3 Rosh Hashanahs. Omar Rabba, Lesner, Lahani, Kloli. No, we don't hold like them. Even Bezman is there also, you have a right to wait 10 years. Michti, let's see. Mas Nisen Man Tokin. Who wrote our Mishnah? Rebbe. For Bimei David Imayet. Shani, already way back before it, in the times of Dovra Melech, the years became less. Tirsiv, it says in Tehillim, Yimei Shanoi Seinu Behem Shivim Shona, Himigvur Shmeinim Shona, but they didn't live anymore. So even, and still in Rebbe's time was after that, also they didn't live so long. And still Rebbe says, Al Mishnah, that you have a right to wait 10 years. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says what? The Mer explains that the reason why you have to give her Ksuba, if you give your wife a get after 10 years, you have to give her ksuba. Because maybe it was your fault, you were not able to have children from her. So therefore, even though you have to give her a get, but you have to give her the ksuba. For the Gemara of Dilma Ihi Deloy Zakoi, maybe she wasn't Zoicha. Like, how do you know to say it's the husband's fault? Maybe it was her fault. She shouldn't take the ksuba. It's a suffix moment. Like, what do you want to say? If the husband gives a get to his wife, if it's the husband's fault why he's giving a get, he has to give her a ksuba. If it's the wife's fault why you're giving her a get, you don't have to give her a ksuba. Sue says it's your fault that you couldn't have children with her. Maybe it was her fault that she couldn't have children. And then you will have to give her a ksuba. So, the kashrus in a suffix, you don't have to give her a ksuba. How much will her all of her ayah? So, Mara says, Ihi kivon de le mifkada peri of rivia le miyensha. So more of a svara was the totally was a son in the husband. Because the husband is mitzvah in the mitzvah puravu. And she is not. So therefore it's not mastava shub yet the yainish. It's more mastava was his yainish. Rashi says, Layichbas lehu, v'loy onash lo kutcha brichu, ala v'naseo. That's not the way Hashem will punish her. Because she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah anyway. So therefore it's more mastava the yainish goes upon the husband. For amru le rabbonin le rabbi abba. I have Rabbanon told Rababa, Bar Zavda, Nosta Visasa, V'yolad Bini, go get married and have a child. V'yomlu, he answered back, Izakoi heavily mikamaisa. If I would have been Zoich, I would have had from the first wife. So what do you see? That he didn't want to have another wife, because he said it was him. And you see, once he didn't have once, he said he wouldn't have from the second wife either. And now Mishnah Chur says not like that. Our Mishnah says, even though we hold it's your fault, but still we tell you have another wife, maybe with a second wife you would have children. So how come here he said he doesn't want to get married a second time, like he can't have children anymore? So Mora says, Hosam dechuya kod matchilu l'rabbonin. Really, Rabbah was only pushing off the Chachamim. The Rabbah bazavdi yokam ipirka d'ravuna. And we'll soon see, he also became an Okri, couldn't have any more children from going to the shiurim of Rav Huna. Like we had the mice before. Rav Huna used to give a long shiur, and the Talmidim were embarrassed to go to the Beis HaKisei, so they had to hold themselves in, and Ba'ovin Zed, you hold yourself in, you become an Okri. Like we'll soon see, all those Talmidim became Okri. So Rabbah rather became an Okri, couldn't have children. Rav Gidol Iyakar Pirkei d'Ravuna. Rav Gidol was also there. He also became an Okar from the Shir of Rav Huna. He didn't want to leave the middle of Shir to go to the Beis HaKisei. He held himself back. They became an Okar. Rav Yichelboy Iyakar Pirkei d'Ravuna. Rav Yichelboy also. Rav Sheshes Iyakar Pirkei d'Ravuna. Sheshes also became an Okar. He couldn't have children from the Shir. Rav Ada by Yaakov Achtesei Sosichnata. He got the sickness. He got a certain sickness that got a grab hold of him. Tluya b'yarza, trashi choyle me'oitzer hishten also. He got sick or a different sickness from not letting yourself go to the Beis HaKisei for yodim nekrimenu. From this sickness also, you become an ochre. So he got the sickness. Tluya b'yarza, like hungry, he got caught onto the cedar tree and divei rav by the Beis HaMedrash. V'nofik minei kohoitzer yarka, like the green thing came out of him. Trashi Yorah Kakav Tarmi. That's what came out of it. By sometimes that was the Mato Meraglan. That was Meraglan. By the urine, that's the way it came out. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov. Shisin Sabi Hevi. There were 60 Talmidim Amish by that Shir. V'kula Yaakir. All 60 of them became a knocker from the Shir. Mipirkat Rav Huna. From Rav Huna Shir, he gave a long Shir, and they were embarrassed to leave to go to the Beis HaKisei. Levar Me'ana, except for me. Who's the same this year? Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov. Rachel saying this. 60 of them became an Okar, excluding me, not me. The Kaima ben Ashoy, because I kept to myself, the posseg of HaChochma Techayev Aleh. Chochma will keep me alive. Like, you know the Chochma. If you have to go, you have to go. You don't ask questions. He went to the Beis HaKisei. So he was okay. But all the other 60 Talmidim Mamash became Okar because of the Shia. There it is. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You hold him daf samach dalad on the base. He daf samach dalad on the base by the two dots. Girsha muteris. So what? If the husband gives her a get after living 10 years without children, so she is allowed to get married to somebody else. She doesn't have to think it was her fault that she couldn't have children. She'll say no, it was the husband's fault, and she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Shaini in. It's mashma. She's allowed to get married to a second husband. But shlishiloi. But to a third husband, no, that she's not allowed to. Once she had two husbands, and by both of them, after 10 years, she did not have children, like then we say something wrong with her, she can't have children, so then we'll soon see later, she's not supposed to get married then a third time to a husband that doesn't have children. Only to a husband that already has children. So mashmi after two times is called a chazaka. So Mar says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rebbe he. The Tanya we learned. Let's say you made a milah b'yom shemini on your kid the eighth day, and he died because of the milah. Sheni, then you had a second kid, the same thing on meis. You made the milah the second time on the eighth day, and the kid died. Ishlishi, when you have a third child now, the locher is loy timel. You do not have. You're not supposed to. You're not allowed to make a bris milah on the eighth day. Like after two times, it's a chazok already. We'll say most probably your kids don't have enough dam. They're sick. They can't have a bris milah on the eighth day. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. After doing something two times, it's called a chazaka. The third time, you can't do it. Because we say it's for sure going to happen the same thing. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Shlishi Timol. He holds no. After two times, it's not called a chazaka. It could happen. Two times, stam, it could happen. Let's do it a third time. When you have your third child, you have to give him a bris milah on the eighth day. In Shlishi Timol. But Revi, let's say after the third kid, he also died by the milah. It happened to three kids. That's called a chazok already. And then Revi, the fourth kid you had, is leitimol. You're not allowed to give him bris milah on the eighth day. So according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the chazok is only after three times. After something happens three times, then we say, that's it, it's going to happen every single time now, and therefore in this case of Mila, you're not supposed to give him a Ris Mila B'yayim Shemini. For the Gemara of Atan Yibcha, we learn just the opposite, that Rebbe holds you need three times, and Rebbe Shimon only holds you need two times is enough. So Gemara says, Hai Minayu Achrenisa, which one was the last one? In other words, Mashma, they both changed their mind. They said something first, and they changed their mind. So we want to know which learning was last. Like, most probably, what they learned last, that's what they held, that's the truth. So what does Rebbe really hold? And what does Rebbe Shimon Gamliel also really hold? So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. The Yom Rebbe Chiyah Barabba, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, Maiset once happened, Bi'arba Achoyis, that four sisters, Pitzipori, living in Tzipori, Shemola Rishayin Ubeis. The first one had a baby, and she made a bris mila, and the kid died by the mila. Shania, the second sister, also had a child, Umeis, the kid also died, b'shas the mila. Shlishis, the third one had a bris mila, had a child, also they made a bris mila, Umeis. Revius, now the fourth child, the fourth sister, gave birth, so by the fourth sister, right, they brought the shayla. Revius is born of Nei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. They brought the shayla in front of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Omalo, so Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel told to her, Al Timoili, don't make the bris mila of your child on the eighth day. So what do you see here? That Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is the one that holds, as last sheet there is, he's the one that holds, after three times it's called the chazaka. See, since the first three sisters, their babies died b'shas mila, it happened to chazak already in this mishpacham, therefore the fourth sister should not make the bris mila on the eighth day. So it's a raya, he's the one that says after three times it's called a chazaka, so therefore Rebbe is the one that holds after two times it's called a chazaka. So Mora says, no, v'dome is i'asya shlishis namevi yomalahu. Who said this is the, who did the avdalacha? This was the case, the story. But maybe if they would have come to ask him a shayla after by the third baby, maybe would have told the third one already not to break a bris mila. Like maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel really holds after two times it's called the chazaka. Here the reason why it was the fourth child, that was the story. But maybe if they would have come and asked by the third child, he also would have told them not to make a bris mila. So my answer is that can't be. Oh my Lord, if that's true, in Cain, Maya Sadusa the Rabbi Chiyah Barabba. Like what is Rabbi Chiyah Barabba telling us? Like he taught Shema, we started out, the B'chiv Rabbah is bringing us a proof. It's like, it's almost probably that the B'chiv Rabbah knew that the story wasn't Stam the story. But that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita is also. That he held, only after three times is it called the Chazaka. Not after two times. But otherwise, what Chiddush is he teaching us here? So Mara says, no, Matai is teaching us another Chiddush. V'dilma hoka mashmalon. Maybe this is what he's teaching us. The Achoyos Mechazkois. That is called the chazaka through the sisters. In other words, the case before was, if you have three babies, or two babies, that's called the chazaka by you. By one family, that we hear, there's something wrong with you. So if two of your kids died, we have to be afraid the third kid would also die. But here it's a question, it's not the same mishpacha. It's different sisters. There are four different sisters here. So maybe what happened to one sister is no proof what will be to the second sister. So maybe even after three sisters here, that their first child died, maybe the fourth sister still shouldn't make the bris mila. Because maybe from one sister we don't bring a proof to the next sister. So maybe that's the whole chiddush here. That sisters are also chazakas one to another. It's called one big mishpacha. And if you have three babies that died from three different sisters, the fourth sister also has to watch out not to make the bris mila. Maybe that was his chiddush. So we're coming out now, maybe really Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, after two times it's called the chazaka. Why there was a story here by the fourth kid? Because that was the story that the first came to ask him by the fourth child. So the question was, if it's only a story, but really after two times it's a chazaka, so what was the edus? What is he teaching us here? What's the chiddush from the story? The teretz maybe is that the chiddush is that by sisters also you make a chazaka. Not only in the same parents, same father and mother, but maybe even by different parents, but their sisters also, if three of them died, so then the fourth one also should not make a bris mila. But maybe even after two of them died, the third one, if she would have asked the question, maybe Rav Shimon would have told her not to make the bris mila. So my Rav says like this, Hashto di amrit, achoyis mechaskois, now that you say this chiddush, that through different sisters, It's also called a chazaka that if two or three of the sisters that by their child, they die through mila, you're not supposed to make a mila on the next sister that has a baby. So if so, lo yisa adam isha, a person should not marry a wife. Loy mi mishpachas nichbin, if it's a family that the other sisters are very sick. So you see there's a chazaka. If two of the other sisters are sick, you have to be afraid maybe this one that you want to marry is also sick. So you have to be buddy to mishpacha, and if they're a sick mishpacha, don't marry her. For loy mi mishpachas mitzarayim, and not if the other sisters have a mitzaras, have leprosy. Because since two of the sisters or three of them have it already, it's a chazaka, they'll all have it. Now, v'yehudi is chazik tlosa zimna. This is only if it's a chazaka three times already. Because that's the maskona, that's the b'shimin shita. He owes three times, it's called a chazaka. So what it says now, my heavy law. Like, what's the maskona? What do we hold? So we hold after two times is called a chazaka, or dafki after three times. Tomorrow says, Ki Oster Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. When Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, Omri said, Uv de heve kaimet Rav Yechanan, de knishta de moin. There was a story that happened in front of Rav Yechanan in this shul in Des Moines. V'yoy Makippur, it happened on Yom Kippur, Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. And once came out that Yom Kippur was on Shabbos. Umolo Rishoyno Umeis. That they made a bris milah on the first kid and he died. Shniya umeis, the second kid also died. Shlishis now bolafonov. This was the story. Story was already these parents had already two boys and they both died b'shas the bris milah. And that was the third boy they had now, and it was Yom Kippur on Shabbos. So they asked the Shiloh, are we allowed to make a bris milah today or not? Like, is after two times called the chazaka that we cannot do it a third time, and therefore you're not allowed to do it today on Shabbos Yom Kippur? Or maybe no, after two times it's not called the chazaka yet, you're allowed to do it. Is Omar law, so he answered back like this, Rabbi Yechanan said, Lechi Yomayli, go make a bris milah. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Yosef said over. He said over that Rabbi Yechanan answered back and said, you could make a bris milah. In other words, he holds that three times make a chazaka. But after two times is not called a chazaka. Therefore, since only two kids died, there's a chiyah for the third kid to make a bris milah on B'yom Shmini, and therefore it's Deich HaShabbos, even though it's Yom Kippur. Omloy Abaya, as Abaya said, Chazi de Kesharis Yisura v'sakanto. Abaya said, I see that you be mate both an Isser and a sakanto. So why Rashi the Isser is because if you're not allowed to make a bris milah today, so it's not Deich HaShabbos, you're being over the Isser Shabbos. As a corner it is, maybe the kid will die. So you see what? You're saying to say that you know for sure that after two times it's not called a chazaka. Therefore you are allowed to make the bris milah. Therefore there's no sakon and there's no isa. So Gemara says, Samach olo Abaye. So Abaye himself was saying on this psak, as he saw how strict how Rabbi Yechanan held, that two times is not called a chazaka. Therefore Abaye also did lemaisa. What happened? What's the story? The Ozal Nasba Lachayma. He went to marry this lady Chayma. That was his wife. That was Abaye's wife, Chayma. Brata the Isa Breda Rab Yitzchok. She was the daughter of Isa Breda Rab Yitzchok, Breda Rab Yehuda. Now the Nosva Rochba the Pumpadista Vashachif. That she had already a first husband was Rochba that died. Rab Yitzchok Breda Rabba Barbachona Vashachif. Then this lady Chayma married a second husband. She married Rav Yitzchok, Breid Rabba Bar Bachono, and he also died. So far, two of the husbands died. If you tell me the locher is after two times it's called a chazaka, you're not allowed to marry her now because she's b'mcheskas to kill her husband. So her husband dies because of her. But since Abaye was makabel this psak from Rav Yechanan that after two times it's not called a chazaka, you need three times. So therefore, he held he's allowed to marry her. It only happened two times so far that the husband died. It's not a chazok, he wasn't afraid that he would die. So the maisa was a rabbiya married her. V'naspu, Abaye married her, v'shochiv, and the maisa Abaye did die. Abaye was mace. V'aistoy, so he shouldn't have been saimich. So Morias Takasha, Omar Rav said, Omiyik, diyavaduv, dibinavshoyi, kihai, like how is it possible that Abaye did this? Like, how come Abaye listened to what Rav Yitzchak said over the name of Rav Yechanan? For Ihu Diyomar, he himself said that Avin de Samcha, that Abaye said over himself, Rav Avin, he's the Bar Samcha. He's somebody to trust. Rashi says, Ma Shomer Avin, Mishum Rav Yechanan, Yesh Lishmachalov.
What Ovin tells us in the name of Rav Yechanon, that's somebody to be samech to rely upon. But Yitzchak Sumka, Yitzchak, that's who Abai listened to here, that's Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Lar Bar Samcha. Abai himself said that he's not a Bar Samcha, he's not someone to trust, to rely on. Why not? Ovin Yeshna Mechazara. Ovin used to chazer everything he yelled over from Rav Yechanon. Rashi's second shot is that he was always near Rav Yechanon, that on the case that Rav Yechanon was chayzer, retracted his psak, he would have known about it. Ma'ashenken Yitzchok Sumcha Rav Yitzchok Eino Bechazara. Either he did not chazer over, or else he wasn't always around Rav Yechanon. So therefore, Abai himself said that you can't trust Rav Yitzchok, because maybe Rav Yechanon was chayzer, and he didn't hear about it. So if Abai himself said not to be samech on Rav Yitzchok, how come here in this case, Abai was samech on Rav Yitzchok, that he went to marry this lady that already had her first husband died because of her? V'yoyed, another kasher is, Eimod de pligi linyan mila. Where is there a machlokes whether 2 times is a chazak or 3 times only by mila? Mashenkin bin nisuyin mi pligi? Who says b'chad is a machlokes by nisuyin? Maybe if you marry somebody and the first 2 husbands died, you're not allowed to marry her. So b'chad, how is Abai Yisai Mechir? Like even though Rav Shimon Gamliel says 3 times is a chazaka, but maybe only by a mila, where the first 2 kids died, he says still you're allowed to make the 3rd mila. It's only after 3 of your kids die, then you can't make a bris mila anymore on the 8th day. But maybe if Hilchos Nesuyin, getting married, he doesn't argue with Shim. Maybe he also agrees he has 2 times it's called a chazaka. So b'chlal, how could Abaye be saying mechon Reb Yitzchak? So Gemara says, this is not a kasha. The last kasha is not a kasha. So Gemara says, in, they argue, even by Nesuyin also you have the same machlokes. For a tiny, we learned like this. Nisas l'risha nomes. Anisha got married to 1 husband and the husband died. L'sheni, she got married to a 2nd husband, nomes, and he died. Lishlishis, then she got married to a third husband and died. No, is Lishlishi Leitinosei. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yol, she's not allowed to get married to a 3rd husband. That's Rebbe Lishitosei. After 2 times it's called the Chazaka, so since her first 2 husbands died, Alokhri, she's not allowed to marry a 3rd husband. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel loyne, Lishlishi Tinosei, no, Lishitosei. Only 3 times make a Chazaka. So after 2 times, she's allowed to get married to a 3rd time. But the Revi Leitinosei, after she was married already 3 times and all 3 husbands died, then the 4th husband is not allowed to marry her. So I call upon them, we see clearly that they argue even by Nisuyin. The verse says, Vishlei Magabi Mila, Ika Mishpacha de Rofi Dama, Vika Mishpacha de Kamedama. Like Vishlei Magabi Mila, we can understand what the Chazaka is evolved, that there are some Mishpachas that don't have enough blood. So male, if 2 or 3 of the kids died, we say there's something wrong with the kid. Therefore, in your mishpacha, therefore the 4th kid, you're not allowed to make a bris mila run. Or else the third kid. Elin is suing my timer. But what's the pshat in the chazok if a lady got married 2 times or 3 times and her husband died? Like what kind of chazok is this? Why does the next husband have to be afraid not to marry her? Maybe he'll die also. Like what does dying have to do with your wife? The first time is my share that the first 3 had to die. But how was that a chazaka? The 4th one is also going to die. So Mar says, Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. Hochi Omar Avimi Miagrunyo Mishmed Rav Huna. That Mayan Gorim. One said that the Mayan, her body has caused it. Mash, when you have Tashrus, when you live with your wife, it could be she, her body, Chweiz, gets you sick or something, there's a sickness in her, but the mice, whoever lives with her, that's how she gives over that her husband dies. Rav Ashi Yomah Mazel Gerim. No, not also body, not also mind or mekor or the well-like, but rather Stam a Mazel. Stam Metzias is a Mazel of a person. Whoever lives with her, her Mazel is that her Mazel kills her husband. My Benai, what's the difference? Eka Benai, the Irisomis. Let's say they only had an Erison. They didn't live together. And he died. See, if you learn it's Mayan Germ, that you can't include. Now let's say the 3rd husband only had Eris and that's all and died. So if you say the Mayan causes it, here there's no proof on the 3rd one, because he never lived with her. So this doesn't make a Chazaka. But if you say the Chazaka is totally in the Mazel, when you're married to her, that's her Mazel, that her Mazel is kills the husbands. Inami, denofo midiklo mis. Let's say Stami fell off a tree and died. See, if you learn how the Mayan Mashma being with her, she gets you sick. Here he didn't die because of sickness. But if you learn it's Sam Hamazel, so Hamazel can kill you any place. That's enough, Kamina. Omale Rav Yosef, braid the rova the rova. Boy, me name Rav Yosef. The answer shalom from Rav Yosef. Halacha k'Rebbe. What's halacha? Do we pass like Rebbe or not? This is what, this is Rav Yosef, braid the rova, over the east rova. He's Omale Rav Yosef, braid the rova the rova. The word boy, me name Rav Yosef. The answer shalom from Rav Yosef. Halacha k'Rebbe. For Yomale, they answered back to me, ain't halacha k'Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. That we don't pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which would be mashma, we hold taka like Rebbe. For Yomali, and yes, it back to me in, yes. One second. Well, a little bit different one. Again, it works like this. Omale Rav Yosef, parade the Rav of the Rav, that boy in my name is Rav Yosef. They asked you from Rav Yosef, halacha k'Rebbe. They asked you, Shiloh, is halacha like Rebbe or not? For Yomali in, and you answered me, yes, it is. Then they asked you another Shiloh. Halacha k'Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Is halacha k'Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel? V'yom alayin. And he answered back, yes. Sure, that can't be. Like he answered them, the halacha is like Rebbe. And the halacha is like Shimon ben Gamliel. That can't be. That there's a machlokes. Either two times make a chazakum, or else you need three times. So how could you say you pass like both of them? So he said back to him, Ahuchi yachichbi. Like you're making fun of me. What kind of business is this? I asked you the halacha like him, yes. Halacha like him, yes. It can't be like both. Omalei, he answered back, no, I'm not making fun of you. Omalei loy, I'm not making fun of you. Stumehi, shno, it's a stam halacha, it doesn't say clearly what the halacha is. Uposhet locho nisuyin umalkis k'Rebbe. In other words, this machlokes is a stam machlokes, we don't have a clear achro. And the halacha taka is like both. In certain cases we pass like Rebbe, and in certain cases we pass like Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. What are the cases? By nisuyin, if he got married two times, then you can't marry a third wife. He can't marry a third husband. Malkis, Nagaya to give Malkis, k'Rebbe. He passed like Rebbe, the wadi after two times is called a chazaka. That's why it was kasher and Abaya, that's why Abaya died, Taka. Abaya married this wife, Chayma, that already her first two husbands died, so that was a chazaka after two times is called a chazaka by Nisuyin. Ma'ashenkein vestois. That of an Isha, when she sees the vest, she sees a dam nida start at the same time. Three times make a chazaka. She only sees it two times, it doesn't make a chazaka. By vestois, when is Nisha kaveya yema vest? When she'll always see dam, she has to see three times the same day. Vishor ha-mu'ud. When does a shor become a mu'ud? Only when he traces three times. The third time, he's still a tam. After the third time, then he's a muhsak to be a mu'ud, that the fourth time he hits, he pays an ezra sholem. K'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So you see, it's a machlekes. Sometimes he passes like Rebbe, sometimes he passes like Shimon ben Gamliel. Shana Gemara explains, Nisuyin Hodi Amoran. That's the machlekes by Nisuyin we had already. If an Isha gets married, then her first husband dies. Then her second husband dies. So according to Rebbe, she's the muhsar that her husband dies. Therefore, nobody should marry her. After two times, it's called a chazaka. Umalkius. What's the case by Malkius? K'Rebbe. K'Malkius, Umalkius, Ditanam. We learn like this. Mishaloka Vishana. Somebody did an Avera once, and they gave him Malkus. Vishona, he did the Avera a second time. So now, he has to do the Avera twice. Bezdin coins a noise on the keeper. Bezdin locks him up in a jail-like. Umachila noise serum, and we feed him barley. Achete kriso nifkas. Atomamash his stomach bursts. In other words, since they did it two times, he's becheska to keep on doing the Avera. See, after two times, it's a chazok already, that Bezdin can't stop give him Malkus anymore, we have to give him a worse punishment. Rashi says, Koyfunais lakipa, im choza v'chota. If he did it already twice already, Beshlishis, when he does it the third time, the machaskina lebri shoy, mitrei zim nishalaka. If he gave him Malkus twice, and he did, he's ready b'muchzak to be a Rasha. So if he does it a third time ready for doing the Avera the third time, he deserves a whole new type of a punishment. Because after two times, it is called a chazaka. Vaita vestois, what's the loch of a vest by Nisha? The Tanan, we learned like this. Eino Isha.